First of all, we need to get stronger because of the condition of all of Am Yisrael. We were talking about it, that the basic thing, the foundation of all of the rest of foundations, of all of the faith, mainly faith, that all of the Torah and serving Hashem is that the person going to know that Hashem loves him. This is the most basic thing, that the person going to know that Hashem loves him. Because until that the person knows that, that Hashem loves him, it doesn't matter how much faith he's got. He's going to have a lot of confusions and mistakes in Avodat Hashem. He can have anxieties and fears. And also, we always said it, Rabbeinu wrote it a few times in the Likutei Moharan. Faith, it's to prayer, to pray. To pray, it's to believe in Hashem. A person cannot get closer to pray to Hashem Yitbarach really if he doesn't know that Hashem loves him. He cannot. Why? Honoring Rabbi Naftali, the Mashgiach supervisor of the yeshiva. So we need to get stronger in that, all of that subject, on that war. So we're starting with a certain wisdom, knowledge, that the most important thing is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He always loves you. Rabbeinu is saying that again and again, that faith, it's to pray. A person cannot get closer to pray to Hashem Yitbarach if he doesn't know that Hashem loves him in a complete way. That Hashem loves you and He wants to give you everything. We're talking about spirituality. Hashem wants to give you all of the spirituality that you can achieve in this world. That you're going to have the share of David HaMelech, of Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're going to have the share of all of the tzaddikim. All of the tzaddikim from all of the generations. This is why when a person has that knowledge, when a kid is coming to ask something from his son, he knows that his father loves him a little bit. So he's saying, I wish my father going to give me 10 shekels. I'm going to ask 100. He's going to scream at me. 1,000, he can throw me from the house. But if he knows that his father going to give him even 1,000,000, he would ask. He would ask 1,000,000. Why are you not asking? Because you know that there is a certain measure to the love of your father to you. So this is why a person is not davening to Hashem Yitbarach, because he is not 100% sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him so much that we're going to give him. In his will, in his prayers, in his ishtadlut. Because he's thinking to himself, me for sure I'm far from all of that. But it happened before in the world that tzaddikim achieved huge, huge things in a short time. It happened. Moshe Rabbeinu learned all of the Torah complete in 40 days and 40 nights. What, you cannot be like Moshe Rabbeinu? If you're going to do the tefillot of Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why not? David HaMelech, in every night he was learning what the Tanai was learning in 100 years. Why can't you? If you're going to daven like him, you're going to achieve like him. Rabbeinu is writing that a person can, in Torah Kaf Aleph, that he can receive the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach straight, with no effort at all. So why he is not? Because the person is far from knowing how much Hashem Yitbarach loves you. How much he wants to give you. If you would know, you would give, you would ask. But the person, he is not honoring the prayer. He's not making the prayer long. He's not insisting davening. Everything that Hashem wants him to do is to build vessels. Like we said, how are you going to bring the bounty, the shefa? By tefillot. Means building vessels. If a person was knowing, had that knowledge that Hashem loves you, he would insist in davening. He would insist and you would make your tefillot long. Because you know that Hashem is soon going to give it to you. But why the person barely davens? Like we said, this is the weakness. But the basic thing that we need all to remember, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. This is the basic thing of the olive. I wanted to remind it to you. I said it in Kal Vachomer. If me as a creature want to give my son everything that I can give, if I had the ability to make my son to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, I would do it all, for sure. So Abore, even more so that he wants to give us it, that option, that we're going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. If you as a creature of Hashem Yitbarach want to give your son everything that you can, even more so that Hashem Yitbarach would give you. All of the midot, all of the shitot that the Torah been learned, the person can do it by himself, except of Gzera Shava, that it's only been given to Chachamim to learn. But all of the rest we can learn. So Kal Vachomer, you can learn by yourself. You can learn that Kal Vachomer. This is why, from that I learned. And then Hashem illuminated my eyes. I'm going back to that point that Hashem Yitbarach loves you. Why this is the basic thing from all of the things? Now we had a war. People were afraid. If you would know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, you would be afraid. You wouldn't be afraid. Where the fear came from? Where is it coming from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Think about it. For Am Yisrael, He created the world. What's the purpose of this world without Am Yisrael? It's obvious that nothing gonna happen. What we need to be afraid of? Bor Olam created all of the world just for us. Bor Olam loves us. Created the world for us. He loves us. Every fear is coming from lack of knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, so what you need to be afraid of? He loves you. What you need to be afraid of? He loves you. Because Hashem will not desert His world, His nation, His people, all of the world created for His nation. So, Hashem is not asleep. He never goes to sleep. He's just guarding us, Shomer Israel. On who He gonna guard if not on Am Israel? This is why a person have to be strong in faith. I heard it from the Admor Mitoldot Aaron that Azaka, it's a numeral value of Emunah and Bitachon and confidence, faith and confidence. They're shouting to you, faith and confidence, faith and confidence.
Numerical value.
Numerical value. Miklat, shelter, it's a numeral value of Be'emuna uvitachon, with faith and confidence. Miklat, shelter. Miklat, basement. Be'emuna, with faith. This is a shelter of the person. I heard another numeral value. All of the numbers of the chapters of the Tehillim together, they become to be the numeral value of the words Kippat Barzel. So if you have Tikkun HaBrit, so you have Kippat Barzel. If you have the Tikkun HaKlali, the Tikkun HaBrit, so then you have that shield of Kippat Barzel. That point, the first point that we need to get stronger about, that of course that we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the salvation without wars. But still, I thought about it yesterday. I got that understanding yesterday that Rabbeinu said that only few people are going to hold on with faith. Everyone that divorced his wife, it means that he haven't hold with faith. If you have faith, you just see Hashem. All of the divorce, and it means that people were not holding on with faith. They were divorcing. So you have a job. So Bar Olam gave you a huge job to work on. So wonderful. This is your job. Only few are going to hold on with it. So many divorce in our generation. Only few are holding on. In Friday night, there was an alarm. People were scared and kids were terrified and people didn't know what to do with their kids. I said, people don't know what to say to their kids. You need to say that when Am Yisrael went, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guarding them with seven clouds of honor. Means seven angels that were protecting them, that were guarding Am Yisrael. All of the arrows couldn't attach them, couldn't touch them. So every kid, you should tell him, there is angels, those are clouds that are hovering above you, that are guarding you. A kippah, it's an angel. A peot, it's clouds. Tzitzit, it's clouds, it's angels that are guarding you. You say a chapter of Tehillim, you create another angel. Every word, it's an angel. Every word of Tehillim, of something, you are totally guard. There is angels that are protecting you. I remember that I was davening on my brother-in-law that he passed away, and I told him to put tefillin for 3 minutes. Just for 3 minutes, put tefillin and remove them. He said that in the beginning he was going to his job to work like he's going to hell. But now after he was putting tefillin for 3 minutes a day, he felt like everything changed for him. Because you're creating few angels that are protecting you, are going with you. Makes you happy. Those angels. Every word, it's an angel. We have to be strong in faith. To be strong in faith. We're davening. I said, someone told me about Milchemet Gog and Magog. So I said to Bura Olam, Am Yisrael went through Milchemet Gog and Magog already. 6 million Jews been murdered. It's by the shiur of the Chazon Ish, even the Gog and Magog. We yatzan yedechova big time. To all of the shitot, by all of the shitot, by all of the poskim, we went through Gog and Magog already. You need another Gog and Magog, and so many wars in the generation were add them. Bor Olam can bring a salvation for us with love, with smilings, with no two suffering, without suffering at all. For sure that a person can have that by learning Torah, by all of the mitzvot, to protect himself. When Am Yisrael, when Am Yisrael are in this situation, we're still holding that faith that the sword and the book together are going to save Am Yisrael. The fact that we're going for the distribution and going to those places, for sure that the Hafatzah is helping, but not only that. Only the fact that we're showing ourselves over there, that they see our faces, it's showing that we're part of them. They feel connected to us. For sure that the reason of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to frighten Am Yisrael, it's because that the body is hard, so the fear is breaking that body. When the body is stiff and hard, so the fear is waking the person. So the body, this is the curtain, this is the wall that is stopping, separating us from Borei Olam. It's our body. So if the body is hard, so the fear is breaking that body, that curtain. So it's a very good time for us to understand that it's important to go to Am Yisrael, because now they're afraid. It means that their body is broken, means that you can go into their souls and to attach them. I was in Haifa to say a shiur. We had to go a few streets in Haifa. You know, restaurants are open, everything is open, like nothing happened. So, how much the Yetzer Hara makes the person hard that they don't remember? In the Haifa, there is no rockets, so nothing happened. They're not aware to what that goes on in the south. We are tzaddikim, and over there they are the reshaim in the south. We are, everything is okay for us. We're not alive to see that point that we all together. We need to do a lot of Hafatzah to go to Am Yisrael. Of course, not to stop our sdarim in the yeshiva. Like we said, the Holy Torah, the Torah and the book and the sword. Why Borei Olam created all of the world? For the Torah Kedosha, for Am Yisrael to learn Torah. It's a question how. Couldn't understand the question. A guy that is not married, that wants to be avrech, that wants to get married in the yeshiva, what should be his schedule in the yeshiva? So Rav is saying, if he wants to be an avrech, he has to prepare himself to be avrech, to get used to the life of avrech. So if he is not going to do hafatzah, he needs to go to sleep early and to wake up chatzot and to serve Hashem. Not to miss no part of the times of the yeshiva, and to have more sdarim after the time of the yeshiva, and to do a long itbodeduyot. As while that no one is telling you when to come and where to go and what to do, you must to get stronger to build the vessels that when you're going to get to that place, you're going to have the ability. When I was a guy, we were going to sleep early and wakes up chatzot. We were learning in a Litvish yeshiva. And I was eating before and doing everything early to wake up chatzot. When I got married, my wife, she knew that I'm waking up chatzot, because she knew me like that I'm waking up chatzot, so it was okay for her. she was awake in those times, and she was waking me up at 11. She would go to sleep, and I would wake up. If a person goes to do hafatzot distribution, so he doesn't have a choice. He has to do the hafatzah. Also, he needs to try to go to sleep early, and to that he's going to wake up early enough to daven in time of davening. As much as you can add, you should add.
יש שני מזרחים. לאבדך, חתסי ממני לעולמים.
There is two kind of versions in the ואבדך, אל תסיר ממנו לעולמים. And אהבתך לא תסור ממנו. One time don't remove it, and one time it will not remove. So when you're saying לא תסור ממנו, it will not remove, it's obvious that Hashem will not remove it. Not because that Hashem. ואל תסיר ממנו, don't remove it from us, your love. It means not that Hashem Chas Shalom doesn't love us, just it means that we will have that knowledge that Hashem, you're going to be with us always. You will never going to forget us. Yesterday, an 18-year-old kid been died. It's written that the war is Atchalta de Geula, it's the beginning of the salvation. In chapter Tzadik Tet, 99. Everyone looking for looking for hints, maybe the salvation started, maybe it's salvation. Rav Shalom is saying it's nonsense, don't think about those shtuyot, everything is good, we have our job, don't think about those shtuyot, be happy, do your job, not Gog u'Magog, not salvation, everything is good, do hafatzah, do your job, stop calculate so many calculations, just be happy. Hashem is bringing the salvation every day. Every Mevi Goel is bringing the salvation, the Savior. Get stronger in Limud Torah, stronger in Avodat Hashem, in davening. It doesn't mean that Hashem is going to bring the Goel. He's bringing the Goel. Someone said that in Hafatzah, a woman told him in distribution, there is an argument in Masechet Iruvin, if it's good for a person, if it's comfortable, if it's good for the person that he came to the world or not, that famous argument. So that woman told that Mafitz that if he read the books of Rav Shalom Arush and Gana Emunah, so it's good for him that he came to the world. Someone is asking, on what did we ask? When a person feels he banged the bottle on the microphone, so he told him, shut up, shtok. When a person is working on that thing of loving Hashem Yitbarach, and he mamash feels that really Hashem is with him, but still he feels a lot of sorrow. Every day he feels sorrow of Am Yisrael and sorrow of his hard situations. So Rav Shalom is saying a person have to work for years on his happiness, that he's going to be happy from the good points that he's got in him. What it means that the person that Hashem loves you, That the person see the good points, it means that he sees the love of Hashem Yitbarach to him. He sees mamash, the miracles that Hashem is doing with him. I've got a kippah, I got a peot, I got tzitzit. Every small thing that brings you closer to Hashem Yitbarach, you see that this is the love of Hashem Yitbarach being revealed in your life. Every good point, every point of Judaism, every point of Torah, you're going to be happy, you're going to thank Hashem on that. And then you're going to see the love of Hashem. Why it's also going to help you, the person, to go with those good points, to fix all of judgments, and to, because he go back to the faith in Hashem Yitbarach. When you're happy, it means that you believe that everything is good. When you're angry and you're frustrated and sad, it means that you're saying bad things on Hashem Yitbarach. When people are suffering and coming, that I'm going to daven on them, I'm davening that Hashem Yitbarach is going to show those people that Hashem is doing everything, that Hashem loves them. This is what that I'm davening on them, that they're going to see Hashem, not that the problem is going to be solved, that they're going to see that it's from Hashem. When they're going to see it, for sure that the problem is going to be solved. Person is learning in the yeshiva. A person that is in the yeshiva have to thank Hashem Yitbarach all of the time. Stand outside in front of the highway, and every car that is driving, you should say, thank you Hashem, I'm not a cab driver. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach, I'm not a truck driver. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach. Every car, it's a slave that drives. The judgment that are on the people, it's because they're not happy in what they have in the Avodat Hashem. Then they have judgments. Why you're not happy? The main complaint on the person, why you're not happy? Why not happy from what that you got? What that you have? To believe in Hashem, it's to be happy. Why you're not happy? You have wife, you have kids, you learn Torah, you learn in yeshiva, you're married, you have things. You're healthy. Thanking Hashem in Barach. In what can we be happy in this world? In what we're going to be happy in this world? All of the world is in depression. On what you're going to be happy? People that you're envious of them, they're rich, they have everything, they're in depression. People that they have, actors, and when they're coming to me, they're coming and telling me the truth, that they are in depression. There is nothing to be happy in this world, except of what? Only in getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. Only the connection with Hashem. Only the sweetness is to know Hashem, to feel the sweet of knowing Hashem. This is the first thing that we need to work on it. The Torah Azamra, to go with the wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to connect himself to the wisdom that goes on with everything that Hashem is bringing, in every mitzvah, to see how it's a proof that Hashem loves you, to be happy with it, to see that Hashem loves you, and to be strong in that. I was davening not one time, a lot of times on that. Complete hour, I said, Borei Olam, let me be happy in the smallest mitzvah that I'm doing. Let me be happy from the mitzvot, to see what I have. How huge is the merit, the things that you gave me. My merit to be part of people that sits in Beit HaMidrash, that we're dealing with Torah, learning with the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which huge gain is it? And like we said before, that all of the conversations that you heard and gonna hear, I'm sorry. He's apologizing from Rabbi Nachman Breslev. It's all wonderful theories. Until a person gonna climb out from his lust for women, it's all theories. He cannot get closer to nothing. Until you go out from lust for women, you cannot get closer to no kedusha. Here and there you're gonna see small points of light once in a while. But really that it's gonna be open for you, it all depends in that. Two jobs that we have in this world. To get closer to Kedusha, and to get closer to Tefillah, to Daven. Because from the beginning that Borei Olam gave us the Torah, They understood the subject of Torah, they understood the subject of mitzvot, but davening, they couldn't understand. From the day that Bor Olam gave us the Torah, and until today, it's still no one can understand what we're talking about. This is why Am Yisrael are far from the Geulah yet, because we're not davening. Prayer, how much that you're going to talk with people, you're going to explain to him, maybe one day you're going to put a little bit of effort, the day after, this is it. This is a person very far from davening, far from praying. Why are you far from prayer? Because you're far from Kedusha. This is the explanation that I explained. Why Am Yisrael, that they learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they had the Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan, and they had huge tzaddikim in that generation. And they saw miracles. They saw seven clouds hovering above them and guarding them. The man, the fire walking in front of them, everything they saw. And they saw and war with Bnot Midian, Na'afu with girls of Midian. How can it be? You're learning Torah. If the Torah is the cure for the Yetzirah, so how can it be? Because you cannot keep the rules of the Torah Kedoshah without davening on it. Moshe Rabbeinu brought us the Torah, and Rabbi Nachman Breslev gave us the way how to keep the Torah Kedoshah. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah, you're right, but we cannot keep it. We cannot use it. It's great, you're right, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one, that he was a Baal Tefillah. But he didn't wrote it in a way that everyone gonna understand that they should daven, mamash, mamash, mamash. Because the prayer that is written about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu told us, it's itbodedut. Only from the moment that I started to talk about half an hour on Tikkun HaBrit, this is the time that people started to get closer to Judaism, mamash, people started. People were going with Bnot Midian. They were going with Goyot, with women that are not Jewish. Can it be? They didn't know that point, that you need to get daven every day, half an hour, to go out from lust for women. Minimum half an hour. It's after the fact, it's half an hour. If a person was davening half an hour every day, he wouldn't go with Bnot Midian, because he knew that all of the purpose, all of my goal is to come out from that lust for women. So he wouldn't sin in that horrible sin, because he was davening on it every day. Everyone that's open his iPhone and things like that, and he see Goyot Chas Shalom. So it's written, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, that the main Yetzirah, it's on Arayot, on lust for women. It hasn't started today. It started in the creation. The first sin. What's the Yetzirah? The sin. What is it, the Yetzirah? It's the snake. The snake. Rashi is explaining that the snake saw Adam v'Chava, that they were together, mating, and he had the desire, lust for her, and he wanted to sin. So he pushed them. It's all started from Ni'uf, that he wasn't guarding his eyes, that he was looking on something not Tzanua. It's not modest. This is the Yetzirah. Abraham said that there was no Yirat Shamayim in that place, that they're going to kill him because of his wife. Avimelech, he was a tzaddik. He didn't want to touch a woman that she was married. So what was he doing? He was killing the husband and then married the wife. So he was rebuking Abraham, why you haven't told us that you are married, that you are her husband? Almost we killed you. Yes, they were murdering the husband, that the woman going to be available, and then marry her in a kosher way. This is not chamur, it's not forbidden. Just not enough. Only to be with a woman that she is married, this is not allowed. But to kill her husband, it's okay. Such a tzaddikim. So holy. A person have to know that until you climb out from that last, this is the main Yetzirah. You're going to break all of the Yetzirim. Yetzirah Achila, eating and sleeping. But the main Yetzirah, it's that one. It's on that. It's on the eyes. Today I had that chidush. It's written, the Zohar is saying, why this world calls the world of lie. On what it's written on lie? Because it's got in this world sheker achen, the lie of beauty, that all of the women are putting makeup and make themselves like that it's Purim all of the time, and everyone are running after those costumes, and it's all a lie, it's all fake, it's not the truth, it's a lie of beauty. So it's a world of lie, because this is the lie of beauty, people running after a lie of beauty. There is 16 injured people now in Pigua in Tel Aviv. Oh, now there was a bombing in Tel Aviv, 16 injured people in a bus in Tel Aviv. So I'm going to save all of Am Yisrael. No, bombing, hand grenade, someone thrown a bomb to the bus, grenade into a bus. Shmaili. There's going to be a shiur, a lesson from the Rav Stavsky. They're going to be here in the yeshiva. I don't know when, Rav don't know when. They're going to put signs about it. Rav saying that it's a very... Rav Stavsky, very important shiur. I don't love all of those calculations, all of those numeral values of things, words like this. A person have to go with faith that every second the salvation can come. They're asking you, were you expecting the salvation to come? Means every second. And the one that hangs himself leaning on those words that it's gonna come, it's gonna be, so immediately when they're stopping it, when there is a, when it's not coming immediately, so he falls to sadness, what's gonna be, it's getting longer. Our happiness is that we're close to Hashem, that we're learning Torah, that we're getting closer, that we're with Hashem. This is, we are already in the salvation. We're davening that we're going to have the ability to bring all of Am Yisrael to that salvation. And then, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to cancel the free choice that we have. And then we're going to serve Hashem Yidbarach and joy. But now we're happy with the fact that we helped another Jew to get closer to Hashem. Another Jew to get closer to Hashem. It's a waste of time to think about dates and times and words that you're going to show when the Geula is going to come. It's not our business at all. Someone is saying that he's davening half an hour from last. For if he's davening half an hour a day on come out from lust for women, if really he's going to come out from it by that half an hour, so I've said in the Likutei Moran it's written that if you're going to do a long tefillot on any subject, you're going to achieve it. So for sure, another half an hour, in the end you're going to achieve it.
שמבקשת לחל תמונת העבודה.
We answered a few questions. Now we're going to have a few more minutes to talk with Zat Hashem. Bar Olam, give us power, please. Bar Olam, make us stronger, the Tam Israel. So Rabbeinu is saying like that. That to pull all of the world to Avodat Hashem, to bring them to serve Hashem, and that all of them going to throw away the idols of gold and silver and going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach alone, this thing is happening in every generation according to the peace that is in that generation. So yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I was having new chidushim a little bit. All of the building to build the world, it all depends in Kedusha. Every place, ruined houses, ruined families. Why is it happening? Why is it coming? Because lack of Kedusha. Most of the problems of Shalom Bayit, it all comes from cheatings, because a person is looking at other women. It's all because of that. Because of that, the world is ruined. To build the world is going to be built, it's how much that we're going to increase the Kedusha. That we're going to work on Kedusha. As much as we're going to increase the Kedusha in the world, we're going to build the world. Rabbeinu is saying to pull the world by the because of the peace, with the peace. The ta'ava, the last is, it's written the verse ta'ava yevakesh nifrad. The last is asking for separation. If the person is in his last, so he's creating a separation in his house. But if you were holy, your wife would run after you, and you're always going to have peace. You should beg to Hashem Yitbarach that I will never have lust for my wife. Never. Cancel that imagination for me. It's not allowed. There is no permission to attach yourself to your wife because of your desire, because of your will, from the Shulchan Aruch. It's not Hasidut. There is no permission. Which kind of peace you're going to have in your house? If you have a desire, so you're asking for a separation. You're looking for your satisfaction. So, first of all, you will not have peace with yourself. And of course, then you will not have peace with your wife. And then how are you going to have peace outside with people? All of the peace depends in Kedusha. Am Yisrael couldn't grab two things. Two things never got it, Am Yisrael. Couldn't understand it. We need to remind you those two things always, again and again. Davening and Kedusha. This is the main Yetzara on that. You can do whatever you're going to do, you're going to succeed big time. You haven't stand in the test of lust for women. You have Yetzara in your eyes. This is the main Yetzara of the world. It's like you haven't achieved nothing. You saw, and this is it. You have Yetzara. This is the beginning of Yetzara. This is the Yetzara of the world, the snake. The main test, it's on Arayin, on Kedusha subjects. The tzaddik that calls Hachalban, he said that every time that you look at a woman and you had a lust for her, desire for her, it's written in heaven like you've been with her. It doesn't written like that you were looking at her. It's written like you were with her. If a person will not beg to Bara Olam, please Bara Olam, remove the Yetzara from me. The eyes see, the heart desire. This is it. You opened your eyes, you have a desire. This is it. It's not that it's going to take time. Now you have a free choice to think if I'm going to have a desire for her or not. If you saw, this is it. Immediately, you... If you saw, this is it. You have a desire. So immediately you break that commandment of Lo Tachmod. Immediately. You have a desire. It's not that you need to think about it, maybe yes, maybe not. It's immediately, it happens. This is the result of opening your eyes. This is the Holy Torah. This is what it's written in the Holy Torah. Those 2 points. Rabbi Nachman Bresler have shown us those 2 points, 2 important things. Everything depends in that. So the minimum that we said, it's the minimum, it's half an hour to daven on that. This is the salvation. The salvation gonna come only when Am Yisrael gonna wake up on those 2 points. And meanwhile, everyone can receive his own geulah, salvation, if he's going to work on those things. This is our job, this is our responsibility. To get closer to Avodat HaTfilah and to get closer to the Kedusha. It depends in that. Both depends in the other. Rav is saying that the person can he? He said, Rabbanichi told him, I saw a person, he saw a woman, he went crazy, he said, wow, what's that word? I told the Rabbanichi, all of the men are the same, it's not only him. He's lost his brain, become to be crazy. All of men are like that. Rav Shalom said, someone asked him if to daven in the half an hour, maybe on Am Yisrael, that they're all going to come out from the desire for women. So Rav Shalom said, no. It's a private job that you have to take out yourself from that. You need to daven on yourself, on your problems, that you have to deal with yourself. Cannot escape from that. Bezat Hashem, we're all going to get stronger in our Avodat Hashem. Stronger is stronger. Amen. Thank you all, thank you, Bara Olam. Thank you.